if you're familiar with the New Testament, you know that the book of Revelation is not only at the end of our Bibles, but was probably the last of our Bible books written in time. We believe that this book was written by the Apostle John probably around A.D. 90, near the end of the first century. And so the gospel had been fanning out over the Mediterranean world for four decades, perhaps, by now. And in that generation, the word that used to mean a witness changed in meaning. It still meant a witness, but it meant something more now, as illustrated in this verse, Revelation 6:9. When he opened the fifth seal, John the Apostle is speaking here, and he says, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony. That word testimony is martyrion. The martyrdom, the martyrion they had maintained. All right? Now, in one generation, this certain kind of testimony, namely a Christian testimony, this certain kind of martyrdom, namely a Christian martyrdom, has taken on the connotation of involving the supreme sacrifice, that is, laying down one's life to maintain the truth of that testimony. Now, at AD 100, when people use the word martyr, it doesn't just connote a witness in a courtroom in the Mediterranean world, but now, because people have seen Christians repeatedly over and over again lay down their lives to verify that the message of Jesus Christ was true, now when people hear this Greek word martyr, it connotes not only a witness, but a witness unto death. Isn't that amazing? The interesting thing is that today, Muslim terrorists are threatening to redefine this word for us again. For a Muslim terrorist, martyrdom still means a witness unto death, but it has taken on further meaning that is contrary to the true spirit of martyrdom. And that's why this morning, in answer to the prayers of many of you, I believe the Lord has led us to talk about the true spirit of martyrdom as opposed to the false spirit of martyrdom. Muslim terrorists are endeavoring to redefine that word for us, but you know what? Here in the West, particularly in the United States of America, in our very prosperous culture, even we ourselves in the church have begun somewhat to redefine the meaning of martyr and martyrdom, not by acts of terrorism, God forbid, but we have been redefining the meaning of this word by our soft living.